Pharma giants capitulate as Trump wins initial pricing concessions, signals escalation ahead. President Donald Trump celebrated the White House's first completed round of drug pricing negotiations on April 23, 2026, anchored by a private agreement with Regeneron Pharmaceuticals that commits the company to $27 billion in U.S. drug development investment, cuts Medicaid prices on its drugs, and offers cholesterol treatment Praluent through the Trump RX program at $225. The deal closes the last of 17 agreements the White House initially targeted, yet by Stat News' own framing, the practical impact of the program has so far fallen short of presidential promises. The Regeneron agreement carries three distinct components: reduced Medicaid drug prices, the $225 Praluent listing on Trump RX, and the $27 billion domestic investment pledge. On the same day the deal was announced, the Food and Drug Administration approved Regeneron's Atarmeni, a gene therapy for a rare form of hearing loss and the first product cleared under the agency's new National Priority Voucher Program. Regeneron stated it will offer Atarmeni at no cost to American patients. The FDA noted that in early trials the drug produced modest hearing gains, and its development has drawn opposition from segments of the deaf community. Despite the fanfare, the impact of the deals has fallen short of the president's promises, Stat News reported on April 23, 2026, in its coverage of the White House event, where several senior health department officials appeared alongside the president. The completion of 17 drug pricing deals represents a political milestone for an administration that has made drug affordability a signature domestic issue. The mechanism, the most favored nation framework under which these private agreements were pursued, is distinct from the statutory Medicare drug price negotiation authority established under prior legislation. Whether private pledges backed by no formal regulatory enforcement mechanism translate into durable savings for patients is the central question institutional capital must now answer. The $27 billion pledge, investment commitment or political theater? The centerpiece number in the Regeneron deal is the $27 billion U.S. drug development investment commitment. Terms of enforcement, timelines, and the structure of this pledge were not disclosed in the available public reporting. Our view, investment pledges attached to regulatory or political quid pro quos carry a fundamentally different risk profile than capital expenditure guided by commercial logic. Regeneron's core franchise, including Dupixent and its Eylea franchise, generates substantial U.S. revenue, and a commitment to invest domestically aligns with existing R&D infrastructure. The pledge may reflect business-as-usual capital allocation repackaged for political consumption rather than a net new commitment. Without a disclosed timeline or enforcement structure, institutional investors should treat the $27 billion figure as a headline number, not a guaranteed capital deployment event. The Praluent pricing at $225 through Trump RX merits separate scrutiny. Praluent, a PCSK9 inhibitor co-developed with Sanofi, has historically faced commercial headwinds due to prior list prices that insurers resisted covering at scale. A $225 access price via a government-adjacent program addresses affordability optics but does not resolve the structural question of whether PCSK9 inhibitors achieve formulary access at commercially meaningful volume. The MFN framework, 17 deals in, enforcement architecture still undefined. The White House pursued 17 private drug pricing agreements under what reporting describes as a most favored nation approach. The full list of counterparties beyond Regeneron was not published in the source material reviewed, and the terms of the other 16 agreements were not disclosed. This is consequential for investors with exposure across the branded pharmaceutical sector. MFN-style pricing, which ties U.S. drug prices to the lowest price paid by peer nations, has been litigated and legislatively blocked in prior administrations. The current iteration operates through private agreements rather than formal rulemaking, which means the program's durability is tied to the political calendar, not to statutory authority. The implication: pharmaceutical companies that entered these deals accepted pricing concessions in exchange for political goodwill and, in Regeneron's case, a same-day FDA approval milestone. That sequencing, an FDA approval coinciding with a White House deal announcement, warrants scrutiny as a data point in how the current administration structures its regulatory commercial relationships. Amneal's $375 million biosimilar acquisition, the counter trade on the same date, Endpoints News reported that Amneal Pharmaceuticals agreed to acquire a biosimilar manufacturer for $375 million upfront. Specific terms beyond the upfront figure, including the target company's identity, milestone structure, and revenue profile, were not fully disclosed in the available source text. The timing of Amneal's move alongside the Trump pricing announcement is not coincidental from a strategic standpoint. Biosimilar manufacturers occupy a structurally advantaged position in a policy environment that pressures branded drug prices. If MFN-style agreements compress Medicaid and potentially Medicare reimbursement for branded biologics, the addressable market for biosimilar substitution expands. Amneal, primarily a generics and specialty pharma company, is acquiring biosimilar capability at a moment when the policy environment could accelerate biosimilar adoption. A $375 million upfront biosimilar acquisition, executed on the same day the White House closed its first round of drug pricing deals, signals that generics-focused manufacturers are positioning now for a pricing environment they expect to tighten further. At $375 million upfront, the deal is modest by large-cap pharma mergers and acquisition standards. For context, Eli Lilly's acquisition of Kelonia Therapeutics, cited in Stats subscriber content from the same week, was valued at $3.25 billion. The Amneal transaction reflects a mid-market mergers and acquisitions environment where biosimilar platform assets attract disciplined, capability-driven capital rather than transformative premiums. A Tarmini approval and the National Priority Voucher Program. The FDA's approval of a Tarmini as the first product cleared under the National Priority Voucher Program introduces a new regulatory pathway variable for biopharma investors. The program's operational details, including eligibility criteria, voucher monetization mechanics, and review timeline standards, were not detailed in the available reporting. Regeneron's decision to offer a Tarmini at no cost to U.S. patients removes the commercial revenue question but raises a separate issue. The drug targets a rare hearing loss indication where patient advocacy groups within the deaf community have raised objections to the therapeutic framing of deafness as a condition requiring treatment. Early trial data showed modest hearing gains. Commercial adoption in a no-cost model will be driven by physician and patient uptake, not by payer negotiation, making traditional revenue forecasting models inapplicable here. The National Priority Voucher Program itself represents a new instrument in FDA's toolkit. If the program scales, it creates an accelerated approval incentive for rare disease assets that could influence pipeline prioritization across biotechs operating in orphan indications. The Plaquemine view the market is reading the Trump-Regeneron deal as a drug pricing event. Plaquemine reads it as a regulatory commercial architecture event with a longer shelf life. Here is what the market is missing. The White House has now demonstrated a repeatable template: private pricing concessions from a branded pharma company, paired with the same-day FDA action that benefits that same company. Regeneron received the first national priority voucher approval on the day it signed a Medicaid pricing agreement with the administration. Whether that sequencing reflects coordination or coincidence, it establishes a precedent that the regulatory calendar and the pricing negotiation calendar can move together. For private equity and institutional capital, this creates a two-sided positioning opportunity. On one side, branded pharmaceutical assets with large Medicaid exposure face escalating pressure to participate in future rounds of private MFN-style deals. Reimbursement certainty for those assets is lower than it was 12 months ago, and any company that resists the White House's next round of 17 deals faces political and potentially regulatory headwinds that are difficult to underwrite. The appropriate discount rate for Medicaid-dependent branded drug cash flows has moved. On the other side, the biosimilar and generics complex is the structural beneficiary. Amneal's $375 million biosimilar acquisition is early evidence of capital rotating toward this thesis. Plaquemine expects mid-market biosimilar mergers and acquisitions activity to accelerate through the balance of 2026 as larger branded players signal pricing pressure and biosimilar substitution rates improve on key biologics facing MFN exposure. The third-order effect is on healthcare mergers and acquisitions deal structuring. Acquirers paying branded pharmaceutical premiums today must now model a policy environment where the White House can extract pricing concessions through private agreements with no statutory ceiling on scope. That uncertainty compresses the multiples rational acquirers should pay for branded drug assets with significant government payer exposure. The bottom line: Trump's completion of 17 private drug pricing deals is a political milestone that institutional investors should not mistake for a structural reform event. The Regeneron agreement, anchored by a $27 billion investment pledge with undisclosed enforcement terms and a $225 prevalent price on an unproven access platform, creates headline coverage without delivering the reimbursement architecture that would justify a durable repricing of pharmaceutical sector risk. The simultaneous Amneal biosimilar acquisition at $375 million signals where sophisticated operators are actually deploying capital. The next 12 months will test whether the White House's second round of deals expands MFN scope to Medicare and commercial payers. If it does, the discount rate for branded drug cash flows across the sector moves materially higher, and the mergers and acquisitions bid for biosimilar platforms follows.